So we have a case, 82-year-old with stage 3B adenocarcinoma of the lung, multiple comorbidities, including SVT, receives in response to 6 cycles of PAC, carbo, and radiation. Assume 60 gray for the radiation dose. Should durva be recommended as consolidated treatment? The vast majority agreed, 73% compared to 11%. This is despite the comorbidity. And in general, should durva be recommended as consolidation for an older, frail patient who's unable to tolerate chemo and receives only radiation for unresectable stage 3B? And here there was a bit of hesitancy. 30% said no, 19% were unsure, only 51% said yes. And in general, should durva be recommended as consolidation treatment for a patient with locally advanced who underwent surgical excision and chemoradiation therapy as initial treatment? And we're all over the ballpark here. 34% said yes, 42%, so a plurality said no, and about a quarter said, I don't know. And Shruti, again, you were the outlier amongst the four of us, not necessarily in the whole group, but amongst the four of us in terms of just radiation alone. Can you extrapolate, please?
Well, it goes back to the such a substantial benefit with durva, so I feel like they should be evaluated. There may be, you know, many reasons why they didn't tolerate chemotherapy, and perhaps it's not overlapping with the durva. So I don't think not being able to tolerate chemo is a, you know, complete contraindication to getting durva, but of course my medical oncology colleagues can tell me more about that.
Okay, so. Jyoti, you're on. Why did you say no, and why did you say I don't know to the second part, the surgical question?
So after RT alone is, I think, a data-free zone right now. Certainly that will change very quickly. So I would probably say if someone was that ill and had multiple comorbidities, that there's still risks with immunotherapy. With surgical resection after chemoradiation, certainly biologically there should be no difference. I think that there's probably a signal there. Trials are ongoing to evaluate this. So I don't know. I think a very compelling patient could probably talk me into it.
Billy, any thoughts on the matter?
You pretty much agreed. I think probably the most correct answer is I don't know for both, right? Because we don't have the data as of today, and that's basically why I said no. I mean, I agree that, you know, there might be some particularly compelling patients who could convince me otherwise.
My big concern, particularly for the radiation-only patients, this is a person who would not have made it onto the trial. They have comorbidities. It's unclear if we're going to realize a benefit in that group, and I really do think we need separate trials. And again, if they're not up to chemo, technically I suppose they could be up to a checkpoint inhibitor, but it's got toxicities as well, and sometimes they can sneak up, including the pneumonitis issue. So major ambivalence, but I veer toward no. And again, surgical question is a separate study as far as I'm concerned. I really think we have to silo each of these questions separately, but the vast majority, as you're all aware, are going to get chemo radiation when they have locally advanced disease. So the data for Pacific really apply to the bulk of patients that we see.